Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and we have very special guests from Florida, Tawanda and Tito. Mate, is that how you pronounce your last name?
Right.
Very excited. I've known Tawanda, many years now, and it's been exciting that she's prophetic, but God has spoken prophetic things to her, and they've come true. And that's kind of fun to do. And so Tawanda and Tito are leaders in our ministry and very active, good friends. She came to work with Dave Dunkel at K-Force. And what's your role there, Tawanda, right now?
Yeah, so currently I'm leading our organizational development and diversity and equity and inclusion efforts.
Oh, good. Cool. So we're going to hear their story. And you guys reside in Tampa?
Yeah, we're right outside of Tampa.
Yeah. How long have you guys been there?
So I am a born and raised Floridian, right? And so Tito is a transplant here from New York City, and you'll hear about that in just a moment. But yeah, we're local to the Tampa Bay area. And the great thing about it is our families are here for the most part as well.
Yep. Beautiful. All right. Well, we'd love to, first of all, just to hear how you came to know Christ. Tawanda, why don't you start? Tell us your story of how you came to know Jesus.
So, I kind of have the testimony of being a PK or a pastor's kid, right? But I didn't really necessarily have my own personal relationship with the Lord. And it came out of tumultuous times, like most people, right? You are facing that difficult situation and you cry out to the Lord for help, right? Back up against the wall type experience is kind of what I had. But from that, it birthed just a love for the Lord like never before, and just a hunger for more of Him, but not just for myself, but for others to know Him as well. And so, that's kind of the crux of, I would say, of my testimony. There's a lot of ebbs and flows, highs and lows, like everyone else. But for the most part, I mean, I had the blessing of always knowing the Lord, right? I think we talk oftentimes about generational kind of, but I had the generational blessing. I came from a long line of preachers, pastors, those that knew the Lord, but I didn't necessarily have my own personal relationship with Him until later in life. And so once that happened, though, I have not looked back.
Yeah.
So
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up in Florida?
So I grew up in this area. It's called Lakeland. So not far from Tampa. So between Tampa and Orlando in Lakeland. And so most of my family is still there to this day.
Yeah. Okay, great. And Tito, how about you?
Well, I came to the Lord out of desperation at a moment where everything was really not going well. And I had a family already in New York, and things started to get bad. I was involved. I was working, but also I was involved in music, playing music, weekends and stuff like that for an orchestra company by contracts. And but that lifestyle of the music many times leads you into drugs and all that stuff. So until it started to get bad, and I got really like what they will say in slang, strung out on this thing. And I was maintaining for a while this double life, going to work and doing that stuff, and at night, on the studio or whatever, doing drugs, hanging out, until fear came. And the wife at the time, she became fearful too of everything. And she was also doing drugs too with me and all that stuff. So I got afraid, because I thought that I'm going to lose my family. And that's something that terrified me. So during that time, I went to see an insurance man for car insurance in New York. It was in the morning. I was with the two kids, actually. And all of a sudden, he asked me, Tito, do you have a spiritual life? Do you go to church?
Good for him.
No, I don't, but are you planning to go to church? Well, I probably, yes, because I want them to go to church. And that was really, it was not a lie. I knew that somehow I need to get them connected with church. And he asked me, what kind of church are you looking for? And I said, well, I'm looking for a church that teaches the word. And he looked at me. And the reason I said that is because when I was in the army with a buddy, that was the one that invited me to come to New York, another musician. We started, you know, in the midst of smoking marijuana, whatever. He got connected with Frederick Price on TV. I don't know if you ever heard of him in California. He was always, you know, talking the word about faith. And we started looking and we got like infatuated with him. So even at the time when I left the army in Kentucky, I came back to New York and we kept looking. And then that's why I said to him, I want a church that preaches the word. And he said, oh, in that case, he didn't invite me to his church. He said, you're going to go to Word of Life Ministries. They teach the word there and they have evangelistic ministries and they have programs. And I said, okay, no problem. I forgot about it. And I remember one Sunday, I was totally desperate. And then I said, well, I got to get rid of this stuff. So either I'm going to go to a doctor or a psychiatrist to get rid of this, or I'm going to go to God. So I continued at that time to go towards that church, not knowing it was going to be nighttime on a Sunday if they were going to be open or not. And they were. And for my surprise, they were going through an inner healing session and all that stuff. And that's where I received the Lord that night. And I've never turned back again. That was in 1989, 7th.
Yeah,
at 9 p.m.
Wow.
Were you in New York City then?
No, I was in Long Island, actually.
Okay.
So in the suburbs.
Yeah. But you grew up in New York?
No, I came to New York 1985 from Colorado Springs, actually.
Oh, wow.
That's when I joined the Army. And when you leave the Army, no matter where you're at, the ticket is back to where you joined. So we spent there a couple of years and then decided to take the offer of my friend in New York. And that's why we ended up in Long Island. I was born in New York, but I was raised in Puerto Rico since I was 2 years old. And then my parents moved to the States.
And when you came to know the Lord, how old were you then?
I was probably late 30s, going into 40-something.
Okay.
So I've known the Lord already for about 30-something years.
Okay. And then tell us from each of your perspectives, how did you meet and what led to, you know, your meeting and dating and then, you know, deciding to get married?
So I'll start because it's an interesting perspective and story, testimony really of, you know, God's grace and just processing and walking and allowing the Spirit to lead you. So it really started at a retreat, Rich, an abiding retreat. And you know, there were times where I was encouraged to kind of be open to a relationship. I had come out of a difficult divorce and I needed healing. And so at that time, I wasn't ready to think about even a mate, but I was encouraged. So I did. And there were a couple things the Lord said that began to prepare my heart to be open for what he wanted to do. So, you know, I think about that experience. And then I think a year later, I attended just another conference and I received a prophetic word that if I would be open, that the Lord was inviting me to pursue relationships. So I hear it at the retreat, I hear it again, right? And so at that point, I really was still reserved and not really open. Then from that point, I went to another conference, but then the word became more specific. And the word was this, that in 6 months, you're going to meet your husband. You will know without a shadow of a doubt that this is the man that God is sending to you. And so, and that was the word, that in 6 months. So, of course, I had to come into agreement, though, and be open to what God is saying. And by that time, it's time number three, right? I hear it from you, Rich. I hear it from, you know, these other pastor at my church and another. So at that point, it's like, okay, Lord, I'm yielded. So I go to this this encounter that happened in June of 2023. July of 2024, I return and I go to my church and I meet Tito. I'd love to say that at the moment I knew that that was my husband. That wasn't the moment. But obviously, right? We obviously had been going to the same church for about a year, but not really knowing each other. And so, but God had a divine encounter. I felt like I had a word of encouragement that I was supposed to give to him out of just seeing him. So I give him the word of encouragement and then he reaches out to me. Now, I kind of thought that was weird. that he would reach out to me, him being a stranger. But just through a series of events, I brought that to my community to say, hey, should I do this? And my community encouraged me to be open. So I did. We went on our first date and I kind of knew there was something different. And that date led to others. And he was very intentional. He said, you know, I'm a Christian. I'm not interested in a girlfriend. I am interested in a wife. And is that something you're interested in? You know, he came on kind of strong for a first date.
Yeah. So Tito, you like to cut to the chase, huh?
Yeah, you know, by the time I was, 64. So
I'm well, and in fairness, when you meet a Tawanda, you need to cut to the chase. So, she is worth it.
But anyway.
So we had this encounter. And then from that point, that's when the Lord, you know, he pursued me. And he waited, though, until my heart was ready to receive fully what God was saying. And so we would pray together. We would, you know, bring it to our community. You know, those are spiritual leadership and in our local church. And so there was a moment where God confirmed in my heart that this was my husband. And that was through prayer and worship and experience with him. From that point, then we began to kind of deal with the process of when, right? And so I'll let you pick up.
Okay. So backing it up a little bit, we have briefly met. And she forgot about it because we have three campuses and I was part of the South Shore campus. And then I came to the North Shore campus. As soon as I came, I went for prayer. And I remember that she was the one that prayed for me.
How sweet.
That morning. And I was looking at her and I was, you know, searching for someone. I said, well, Lord, well, why can't I have something like that? Then time passed, a few months, and then on a Wednesday night, which is our first Wednesday, we call it, I was greeting, and usually we don't allow anybody in the sanctuary to go in, so I was in the main doors, you know, greeting and telling everybody just to wait. And she came because she was with the intercessors and needed to go before, and she asked me actually permission, can I go into the sanctuary because we need to pray? I say, listen, you can do whatever you want. She left. That night at the end when they were ministering, I was in the back, you know, still. And then they were going around and she came to me after I was praying for somebody in the back. And then she, you know, she grabbed me and she said, you know, these words that, you know, my smile was it was healing. And it was, you know, a wonderful thing that God was doing in my heart and everything. So, and I said to myself, oh, it's like that. So she gave me her name. I gave her mine. And then we went about, but it created an impression to me. So after I kind of like chew on that, then I said, I'm going to contact her. But I didn't know where or whatever, you know. So I was asking the Lord, I need to find her before next Sunday or whatnot. Finally, the Holy Spirit told me, look in the guide that we have for all the leaders. And I knew that her name started with a T. So I found her and I found her email and I sent her an email and I thanked her for the word that night or whatever. I said, I would like to see you again, you know, and talk a little bit more with you. Is that okay? And she said, yeah. Then I, 1 week passed, but then we saw each other and then I invited her for lunch. And then the rest is history. And once we knew, then we went to the retreat in October 2023 with Dave in New Hampshire. By that time, we already knew that we wanted to get married. It was a matter about the date. And we decided we were going to get married in that December, which was a short period
what,
of time.
What attracted you to Tawanda? What were her characteristics that attracted you?
Well, first of all, I saw that she was really a woman of God, that she was committed. She was a woman of prayer. So, and I was looking for those attributes. Of course, she's a wonderful, pretty woman. So that's not, you know, that's without saying. So basically, I saw everything that I was looking for. And then when we knew each other, we got to know each other anyway, I saw a respect and an honor coming from her towards me. And I, you know, I was looking for that because I had a short relationship in church before that, but it was a bad thing because those things were not there. On the contrary, it was the reverse. Yeah. So I said, no, it's a good thing because I know now what I don't want. So, and when she came, it was exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah. How about you, Twanda? What attracted you to Tito?
So part of my journey was I completed the exercise to give my list to the Lord for the things that I was believing him for. And when we had our date officially, all of the things that I was kind of asking the Lord for, he checked off. You know, I was looking for someone that was really devoted to the Lord, not just a Christian, but really, really loved the Lord, who had a passion and a heart for people and the people of God, willing to serve the Lord in some aspect of ministry. And on my list, this is so crazy. On my list, I said to the Lord, I would love for him to be a diverse individual that may be open to different cultures, but if he could bachata dance, I would love that. And so when we were talking and finding out his background and everything, and, you know, Tito he was a man of God. I mean, he is a man of God, but he has such a vast history of being in ministry when he lived in New York. And so as he spoke about that, I'm like, oh my gosh, Lord, this is it. So those are the things, my list of things that I was really believing the Lord for. His compassion, really, mm-hmm. and, you know, just his love for people and just his caring nature, you know, outside of just those things. I mean, of course, he's handsome too.
You're just saying that.
So how long did you date then before you got married?
So we dated for 6 months.
6 months.
And we were married in 6 months. So that prophetic word I got in June, we got married in December. So we were married in 6 months. Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful. And you're going on your third year now?
Our first year.
Our
first year anniversary in December.
Wow. It seems like you've been married longer than that.
Yes, that's what everybody says.
Oh, that's great.
Well, Tito, I have to say, as a friend of Tawanda's and being on the other side, watching, you know, before knowing her before, and then once she met you, it was so much fun to watch her just light up as God delivered just the godly man of her dreams. And so it was fun to see that happen.
Yeah, sure was.
Wow.
Very exciting to see God's, you know, he gave prophetic words several times and then he fulfilled it. And that's kind of wonderful that you were able to, you know, experience that and walk into it. So after you got married, you lived there in Tampa. Tell us what each of you are doing right now in your careers. What are you doing?
And so kind of, I am leading just those areas at K-Force, organizational development, which essentially is leadership, right? How leaders are growing, careers are progressing, and things like that. So I've been with the firm for actually 23 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so I've been there and God is just blessing. So it's just such a wonderful thing to get to do life and ministry there, as well as just serve the people. So that's my career.
Yeah. Well, are you back in the office right now, Twanda? Do you have to go back
to
the office?
We're still remote. We have office occasional, so some individuals are going in and out the office. We get to go back in for connection outside of video chat, but we're mainly still remote.
Yep. Great.
How has that, real quick, and then I do want to hear Tito's about his career as well, but how has being remote, has that impacted your ability, your ministry in your business? Because I know that has been a beautiful role for you. God has used you in ministry in the company in a lot of different ways.
Well, and actually it was a little bit challenging at the beginning, right? Just trying to find a creative, different approach to keep everyone engaged. And there are highs and lows like we would in any ministry. But what we have seen is we started some things that we didn't before, right? Mm. We started a prayer call at 7:30 that we have been doing consistently now since COVID. So what are we, 3-4 years since COVID?
Wow, yeah.
So during COVID, we started a prayer call at 7:30 a.m. And we've been praying every day since. And what we've seen God do is we wanted to offer it to our West Coast part of our business. And so we now have a West Coast call that's been up and running for about a year. So yeah, we've had to kind of adjust and pivot to how we go about ministry. Mm-hmm. And you do have to become more creative to maintain the engagement.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's another place to allow Holy Spirit to lead us. He's our teacher and God, right? And with that, you know, God works through the airways, right?
Yes.
So there are no dimensions or limitations on him. So, yeah.
That's beautiful.
How about you, Tito? Tell us about your career.
Yes, I work at the University of Tampa as a campus safety officer. And it's a funny thing because this is totally different than what I did for the longest. When I was in New York, I spent about 28 years between two ministries serving as an assistant pastor, one in an American church and one in a Hispanic church. So for 28 years, that's what I was doing. Then at the time, in 2017, my wife, at the time, she went home with the Lord. And then I made a decision to come to Florida after that. And my daughter was here already. It's funny because a friend that I met in New York that was coming from Puerto Rico, he flowed in the prophetic too. And he knew I was coming to Florida. He said, Tito, you know, you've been serving the Lord and being faithful and everything. So when you go over there, you don't have to worry about a job or looking for a job, because the job is going to come to you. God is going to bring the job to you. So I spent a couple of months here just kind of like decompressing after all that. And that was it. My daughter called me and said, listen, you know, the pastor of her church, or one of the assistant pastors, which is one of the directors for the campus safety, said, you know, they have an opening and that you want it. I said, well, tell him I'm going to go for the interview. And that's how it happened. March 18, it's going to be 7 years.
Beautiful.
I've been doing that. And I didn't seek at the time when I came to Florida a pastoral job or anything like that. Because the truth is, I was kind of burned out at the time. And it was a lot of doing and a lot of work and a lot of that. That's how I ended up then changing into a different job.
Yeah, beautiful. How are the people at the University of Tampa? They treat you well? You enjoy it?
They treat us well. It's a very good place to work, good benefits and everything. And I spent 6.5 years, actually, in the midnights working the night shifts. Then I asked the Lord, now I'm married. I need to change. And that was a difficulty, but it came through, actually, in this past July, actually, and before our anniversary. And so I've been now from 7 to 3. And now I'm just looking forward to be off on Sundays because I don't have it yet. But I go to Wednesday nights and things like that. But it's a wonderful thing. And one of the benefits is that now she's able to go for free and studying her studies at University of Tampa. So.
Oh, that's
we were all part of praying you today.
Yes.
It was fun to see. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Everybody turned in for part two because we want to get into their walking with the Lord through the Holy Spirit, the prophetic, which they're both involved in, and how beautiful that is, and the joy that God has brought both of you to. So, Heavenly Father, we just pray your blessing over them, the joy that they carry. It's obvious, and that you brought these two souls together to enjoy life together, and they do, and they certainly give it away. And so we're excited to hear the rest of that story the next time, and thank you for this privilege in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Tawanda and Tito. Looking forward to hearing the rest of your story next week. And to our listeners, if you have any questions, send them in to us at questions@abidingministries.com, and we'll see you next time.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.